One of the in the world of Svarim, the better selling Svarim are often the Svarim of Gedolei Hador and often the Svarim on Halacha. So Baruch Hashem, if you have Svarim like Chazon Ovadia, which are Baruch Hashem, you can buy in any Svarim store, more or less wherever you go. So the thing is, when you learn through that sefer, sometimes you wonder what in the world is going on. Okay, that was a little bit too much. Sometimes you wonder, where is this coming from? So it says, for example, when I talk about today, I just happened to notice last night, it says that the minhag is after Kadesh, after you say Kiddush, to have a beitzah shelukah, that hard-boiled egg, zeche lekorban chagiga. So this minhag does come up in Rishonim. It comes up as either the Ramah talks about whether it be for korban mit hamikdash, or a number of other reasons for, you know, some sort of zikaron hanes of the Ribono Shel Olam in Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. But I don't know. I never saw this minhag. I don't like eggs. So it's a beracha that way, I guess. But I my parents don't have this minhag. And I wonder, like, is this something that happens at other people's tables or not? So last night, I was listening to Rav Aharon Botbo. He's one of the sons-in-laws of Rav Avadia. He gives shiurim in Eretz Yisrael. He's a posek. He happens to be Moroccan. So he was listening to a shiur he was giving online, and he mentions how it's a bit of a problem, because this actually, Vadi writes this, it's only a Baghdadi minhag. Nobody in Morocco did this. Nobody in Swan Africa did this halacha. I don't know the halacha, when it happened, when it started, but the way he presented it was as follows, that usually, in fact, people are makpid not to eat between Kiddush and the Seuda. In general, Ravadia is very makpid. You shouldn't even eat at all between Kiddush and the Seuda. The chidush is that the Ben Ishchai says the minhag in Baghdad is to have a hard-boiled egg, and the minhag was that they used to have it right after Kaddish, zecher lekorban chagiga. But it's a little bit problematic because you have, the whole halacha by karpas, you're not supposed to have a kazayit of karpas. Because, safek bracha achrona. Right? If you have a kazayit of karpas, you're going to have to say bracha achrona. You shouldn't eat it because it's going to be covered by your birkat hamazon. So maybe you shouldn't do that. Don't get involved. Have less than a kazayit. But all of a sudden, Rav Avadia says, the minhag is to have a whole kazayit of eggs and to say a bracha achrona on that. So what happened? So here in the footnotes, Rabbi Yisrael Bitan tries to, and the Yaakov Yosef tries to be miyashev the minhag and say, no, it depends. A food that's an appetizer for sure is a problem, is a safek, but a food that's actually part of your meal, like the egg, that's not going to be a problem. You can say a bracha on that. Okay, that's possible. Rav Botbo, I think, rejected that in the shiur that I listened, and he said, that doesn't really make any sense, because the whole kepeda about the bracha achrona is that you're stuck eating a kazayit of a vegetable, and there's nothing you can do to get out of it. You have the safek. If it was so simple to get out of the safek after Kaddish for the next hour of Magid, and just eat an egg, and then say a beracha achrona, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch say that? Why was it so simple? That was his kepeda. So he said, therefore, those who are not of Baghdadi Iraqi origin, especially those who are of North African origin, don't need to get involved in this minhag. There are those who have it later. They have it during Shulchan Aruch, they have the egg. But to have it after Kaddish is something that you really need to have the minhag to do it for otherwise. And he said, therefore, that you should stay away. So what I thought was most interesting about this, not that I'm going to start eating eggs, but I thought what was most interesting about this was just that sometimes you see in a sefer, it says minhagenu, even if it's a Sfaradi sefer, it doesn't always mean it's your minhag. Unless you convert to becoming Baghdadi, just because you want to follow Shulchan Aruch, just because you want to follow Rav Avadia, doesn't mean every single minhag in the sefer is shayach to you. Aruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. 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 Amen.